You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
We were talking yesterday about rating our spouses, our significant others, if you will.
By the way, can I throw in a quick update on that?
Do it.
Here's how ahead of the curve we are on this show. We just out of the blue yesterday started talking about having a performance review with your significant other. Remember all those calls we got on that? Mm-hmm. Late yesterday, a story came out from the Wall Street Journal, and I'm going to read the headline to you. The key to a great marriage is giving each other performance reviews.
Ha-ha!
We were literally a day ahead of the Wall Street Journal doing a story on this.
Right, and we're living our lives through Back to the Future Part 2, so it's all coming full circle.
Anyway.
Anywho's. So I gave Gentleman Caller a very high rating, and they said, well, why not a 10? Why not a full 10? And I said, well, two things. The money situation, and number two, he never says, I'm sorry.
Those are the two words.
I'm sorry. Here's the example. Yesterday, the talk radio gods shined down on me yesterday and gave me a perfect example. We were, you know, lounging on the couch, hanging out, and he came in for a little grab around the upper thigh area, that good meaty section. And as he was coming in, he pinched me. It was like, you know, the pants went against the skin in between the couch, and it freaking hurt, okay? And so I said, ow! And he looked at me and said, oh, did I pinch you? And I said, yes, you did. And then I just kind of looked at him. And he said, do you want me to apologize? And I say,
a little bit, huh?
Well, you hurt me. And
why is he so opposed to saying I'm sorry?
I'm sorry did not come out. And I said, did you know we were going to talk about this on the show tomorrow? Are you just doing this just to piss me off even more? He said, no. I just know that you don't think that I apologize. So he knows. That little weasel knows. And he still won't apologize.
What's his mental thing about not saying I'm sorry?
I think when it comes to the pinching and the stepping on the toes and the physical pain, that he really doesn't mean to hurt me. And so therefore, he doesn't need to apologize. Like, if he did something and it intentionally hurt me, then yeah, sure. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Did that hurt your feelings? I'm sorry. But if it's obviously I didn't mean to pinch you, and then silence.
Well, your thighs are big. Something's bound to happen.
We had somebody who worked here years ago who used to talk about how the thing that would piss her off the most is when a guy apologized without acknowledging what he was apologizing for. In other words, the vague apology.
Or blanket apology, right?
Yeah, she said the worst thing a guy can say ever is, hey, I don't know what I did. Whatever I did, though,
I'm sorry,
which is a song, by the way. He's like, I'm sorry. She goes, that's the worst thing a man can say.
Yeah.
She goes, you better know why I'm pissed off. You better know why you need to tell me you're sorry.
That's just asking for a punch in the throat. And Gentleman Caller will do like quarterly. I say he will sit down and we'll be having a lovely conversation, a little glass of wine, and he's like, you know what? I'm sorry that we are where we are, and I know I do things and I frustrate you, and I just want you to know that I'm working on it, and I love you so much. And yet, and then I feel like that he thinks that carries him through for the next 3 months, and it's crickets on the sorry frontier, and it infuriates me.
Doesn't that feel good? I mean, he is laying himself out there for that moment, and kind of just putting his arms around all the bad things he did.
But everything's fine. Why apologize when everything's fine? And then the other thing that I think he does.
Oh, man.
I know. Just you sit back, guys. I got it.
What's it like to live with you?
Oh, my God. It's horrible. It's horrible. No wonder. He's got drinking and smoking problems. He's miserable. The other thing, too, is I think that when I get mad at him, he uses it to get mad at me to avoid the apology, which is probably the highlight of maturity in our relationship, really.
So he kind of throws it back at you,
yes,
type thing?
He never apologizes. Your male egos are a conundrum sprinkled with mystery on top of a mountain of I don't know.
Well, I apologize. I don't know.
You
don't
say you us. Do just to end fights. You're
I've,
a faker.
I've mastered the sincere apology, I guess you'd kind of call it.
You like, sound sincere.
I sound sincere, but I don't mean it.
But you're only saying it to stop
to
the fight.
To end the argument And yeah, that's yeah, just to end the argument and be done because I don't care. Like I can move on very easily.
Oh, thank God.
So
you
I've
don't
mastered
care.
The, you know, I'm really sorry, that'll never happen again. My sincerest apologies, babe. And then I'll move on with my
it's
life.
Because guys want arguments to be over and done.
Be done.
Guy, this is obviously a generalization, but in general, I think the entertaining differences between men and women is that guys want, when they do, they want arguments just to stop.
Boom,
but
done, let's move on.
Where a woman wants them to gradually fade out.
The slow fade, right.
Yeah, the slow fade. In other words, it cannot just be over. It has to kind of trickle along.
Right. Mm-hmm. We want our feelings validated, and then we want to know that you understand
the
process.
And then a little bit of crying.
And then we want you to work on it, and then we want you to come to the resolution that you're wrong and I'm right.
And then about a year later, then you fade it back in.
Well, that's
is what
just
you
a
do.
Test to see.
Yeah, fade in, fade out. That's all you do.
We just want to see if you're retaining the information that you're learning.
I'm sorry that he doesn't do that, Emily. Yeah. I'm really sorry that he doesn't do that.
Can we be the designated apologizer?
Sorry.
Listen to this note from Allison. She wrote in, she goes, Dom, as a woman, I think you're right about how we don't want an argument to end right away. I think it's because when you guys just end a fight, we think you didn't learn anything from it.
Mm-hmm.
We drag them out to make sure you learn and grow. Just sweeping it under the rug isn't going to help and will only lead to another fight later. Well, Allison, I want to thank you for calling us stupid.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I've learned to move on is what I've learned.
Thank you.
Get on with your life.
Here's Annie on the phone. Hi, Annie. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
What do you got to say about this?
Well, I think Emily might be dating my ex-brother because what she described is exactly the behavior that my ex would do. He would do something that would upset me, and it was clearly his fault.
Clearly. He's the man. It's got to be his fault. Right.
He's an ass.
But he would turn it around so that it somehow was my fault, and I would end up being the one fixing it. And to be honest with you, that's exhausting when you're always the one apologizing and always making it right.
They're like magicians. They flip it around.
Is it your fault, though?
Was it ever your fault?
Ever?
No.
Never. Of course not.
I know, Annie. Me too.
I'm sorry we asked the question.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, and so that's why he's my ex.
Okay.
Although we were together for 7 years.
Have you found somebody who recognizes that you're never wrong, or no? You're still looking?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I said, have you found a new guy who recognizes that you're never wrong, or are you still looking for a guy?
No, I am not dating. No.
Probably for the best.
Right now.
Yeah, good for you. Listen, I appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling the show.
I love you guys.
Oh, we
every
love
morning.
You
Thank
back.
You.
We
and
love
you're
you
right.
I date you. Poor Emily.
It's all right. I'm used to disappointment.
You guys should break up. Doomed.
Shut up, Jeremy.
No. I'm sorry, Emily.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Sorry.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.